King Lear, a summary of the play, read by Katie Haig. Lear, King of Britain, had three daughters: Goneril, wife to the Duke of Albany, Regan, wife to the Duke of Cornwall, and Cordelia, a young maid, for whose love the King of France and Duke of Burgundy were joint suitors, and were at this time making stay for that purpose in the court of Lear. The old king, worn out with age and the fatigues of government, he being more than 80 years old, determined to take no further part in state affairs, but to leave the management to younger strengths, that he might have time to prepare for death, which must at no long period ensue. With this intent, he called his three daughters to him, to know from their lips which of them loved him best, that he might part his kingdom among them in such proportions as their affection for him should seem to deserve. Goneril, the eldest, declared that she loved her father more than words could give out, that he was dearer to her than the light of her own eyes, dearer than life and liberty, with a deal of such professing stuff, which is easy to counterfeit where there is no real love, only a few fine words delivered with confidence being wanted in that case. The king, delighted to hear from her own mouth this assurance of her love, and thinking truly that her heart went with it, in a fit of fatherly fondness, bestowed upon her and her husband 1/3 of his ample kingdom. Then, calling to him his second daughter, he demanded what she had to say. Regan, who was made of the same hollow metal as her sister, was not a whit behind in her profession, but rather declared that what her sister had spoken came short of the love which she professed to bear for his highness, insomuch that she found all joys dead in comparison with the pleasure which she took in the love of her dear king and father. Lear blessed himself in having such loving children, as he thought, and could do no less, after the handsome assurances which Regan had made, than bestow 1/3 of his kingdom upon her and her husband, equal in size to that which he had already given away to Goneril. Then, turning to his youngest daughter Cordelia, whom he called his joy, he asked what she had to say, thinking no doubt that she would glad his ears with the same loving speeches which her sisters had uttered, or rather, that her expressions would be so much stronger than theirs, as she had always been his darling, and favoured by him above either of them. But Cordelia, disgusted with the flattery of her sisters, whose hearts she knew were far from their lips, and, seeing that all their coaxing speeches were only intended to wheedle the old king out of his dominions, that they and their husbands might reign in his lifetime, made no other reply but this, that she loved his majesty according to her duty, neither more nor less. The king, shocked with this appearance of ingratitude in his favourite child, desired her to consider her words, and to mend her speech, lest it should mar her fortunes. Cordelia then told her father that he was her father, that he had given her breeding, and loved her, that she returned those duties back as was most fit, and did obey him, love him.